Hi, everyone. I had a really interesting conversation with a friend of mine. He's a medical doctor, and we have many conversations about current events, politics, philosophy, culture. Oddly enough, we don't really talk about medicine. Well, I guess because I'm at the layman's ignorant level and he's at the professional doctor level, so there's a bit of a gap there. And although I'll be honest, he's been very helpful to me in identifying certain symptoms and things that would crop up as I'm an older guy, and I can bounce things off of him, and it's very helpful to get some clarity without having to wait a really long time for an appointment, for example. But we have these conversations fairly frequently, and we share some views. We diverge on a few here and there. I think he's a guy who's a little more convinced about the data regarding climate change than I am, as you may have picked up in my podcast the other day, which I will link below. I'm a bit of a skeptic. I'm a skeptic on both sides. But that being said, I can tell you that the information that he provided me definitely moved me in the direction of taking the issue a little more seriously. So I think when one is presented with more information, it's a really good idea to take a serious look at it, just particularly if you're getting that information from somebody that you trust. Take a look at the information, see what you can do to integrate it into your psyche, see how that affects your worldview, because every bit of information is going to have some influence on other kinds of information as you integrate it. This sort of kind of conversation we had was really, really helpful the other day in identifying what I am now calling the plague of certainty. And what I mean by that is, as I peruse social media and I watch YouTube videos and I look at blog posts about various topics, whatever they might be, I'm struck by the certainty with which everybody, not everybody, but most people hold their opinions. And they are so certain, in some cases, that they're willing to commit violence in order to impose their certain view on everyone else. And I have to wonder if there was in each of these people a little cultivation of doubt, of uncertainty, of what I started calling yabuts. By which I mean I'd say, well, this has got to be true, somebody will say to me, well, such and such is true, and I would respond with, yeah, but, right, dot, 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 and then ask a question and bring my rationality to bear on the information that was being provided and ask various questions. And in essence, to inject a little bit of uncertainty or a little bit of doubt into whatever was being asserted. I think this can be applied to politics, can be applied to religion. It certainly is applied to things like art, because that's obviously very subjective. But, there's a tradition of doubt that goes all the way back to ancient Greece with what were known as the skeptics. And the skeptics were founded by a fellow by the name of Pyrrho. And so we have what's called Pyrrhonian skepticism. And this is nothing more than the admission of uncertainty, or the admission of doubt in virtually any assertion, particularly assertions about metaphysics, right? Things that go beyond our physical senses. So we talk about origins of existence and, where we came from and what the purpose of all this is. These are big, big questions, and they are definitely subject to doubt. And I thought, in my conversations about this, I thought, well, if there was more room for uncertainty, this would allow for more questions. And with questions would be more conversations, more dialogue. And not dialogue with a goal in mind or with a certain, here it is, that word, with a certain agenda, if you will, where I'm going to prove my point by going through this dialogue and refuting what my opponent says. But if there was a genuine spirit of dialogue, we've heard that phrase many times, what is it that animates the spirit of dialogue? Well, it would be doubt. I'm not sure. And once you're in that space of I'm not sure, you stop saying things like it is, and you start saying things like it seems. And I think that if each of us was to take on a little more of the it seems attitude, so it seems to be the case that, or it seems that from what I've read, this is the case, or it seems that what you mean when you say blah, 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 what I'm taking seems to be da, 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 da. And people say, well, no, what I actually meant was this, or well, you know, how do you define that? This would go back and forth. And sometimes it would reach a reasonable conclusion to both people, sometimes it would not, and you'd have to leave things kind of open-ended, and maybe we would revisit that conversation or revisit that topic again down the road. All I'm saying is that a little bit of doubt injected into conversation, and for sure some doubt injected into the debates around politics, would be incredibly healthy and would make for a much saner environment. Once you cave into certainty via a belief system or having been convinced by a great orator, or you believe in a leader and you like everything he or she stands for, and therefore whatever else they come up with, you're kind of stuck with because you didn't allow for doubt. I just think it would create a really pleasant space in one's own psyche, that you have room to consider alternative views. For sure, when it comes to, you know, taking action in the world, you take an action, you make a choice, you send you off in a certain direction. But you can certainly do that with some uncertainty about where that is going to go, and therefore you can make adjustments down the road because you weren't absolutely committed to this certainty. Because what if you make a decision based on certainty and it just turns out wrong? Well, that's going to really upset your psychological orientation towards your decision-making process, and certainly towards that bit of certainty. So if you start with, I'm pretty sure that this is the way I want things to go, and therefore I will do ABC, but, right? So just a little bit of thinking about one's thinking, and to know that we really don't know everything. There's not a single person, not a single philosophy, in my view, that has the whole truth. And do I have doubt about that? Sure, maybe somebody will come along with absolute truth and certainty and I will be convinced. But I'm an older guy now and I've studied and read a great deal. It would be really hard for me to come down on the side of certainty about anything because I've seen the opposing view on virtually every view I've come across. And therein lies the origin of doubt. You read enough views about something, encounter their opposition, and find that maybe not equally convincing, but certainly convincing enough to have you go, maybe. So ponder it a little bit, folks. Cultivate some doubt about your own certainties. Please rethink what I now call the plague of certainty. Once you've heard this podcast, you're probably going to, I hope you will look at political arguments a little bit differently. Not one person, from what I've seen, is absolutely right. And their certainty really has room for doubt.